Pack is doing a version of the Christmas Carol for Lack of My Mind This Early in the Morning. It's the version that everyone will recognize from the Forrest Roberts Theater, the Leslie Bercusi version of A Christmas Carol. And Pack's doing it December 1st through the 4th at Nagani High School Auditorium.
And it is called Scrooge.
Okay. And at the auditorium, that's a right. little different swing on things.
It is. Last year, the first year they did the show was last year, and it just worked out. And while we're on that subject, we want to thank Nagani High School for their collaboration mm-hmm. and helping us do the show. It's a good venue. It's a large house and a perfect setting for this type of show.
It is, actually. I've been in there a couple of times here, and they've mm-hmm. renovated that and done a really nice job. That is going to be a great venue for this.
Mm-hmm.
And it would probably actually set itself up nicely to do a traditional holiday story like this in a I guess, sort of grand old theater type setting, wouldn't it be?
It would. And I know that part of the funds that they'll make from the show go toward the renovation and the heating for the Vista Theater. Mm-hmm. They tried this summer to collect the monies and do some grant writing to be able to heat the theater for Christmas Carol, but it just didn't happen. So they collaborated again with Nagani High School, and they were very gracious in letting us be able to get in and use the space. But that's the goal, that eventually they'll sure. be able to stay open through the first or second week of December and still be able to heat the Vista Theater.
Now, this is a slight variation on the original, if I remember correctly, or is this kind of follow the guidelines, though?
It does. It follows the book. If you ever read A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens, it really does follow it. The only difference is Leslie Bercusi added the music, so all of the characters sing.
But it's a probably, you know, in terms of a holiday tradition around here, one of the longest running, depending on various variations on the play, variations on the music, variations on the location. This has been going on for several years around here, and it almost seems like it wouldn't be the holiday season or the Christmas season without it.
I've heard from the public a lot that it really was a tradition. People knew it was time to put up the Christmas tree when they would head to the version of Christmas Carol or Scrooge that was happening in town, and it went away for quite a few years, and now it seems the last couple of years a lot of different groups around the area have been trying to bring it back.
Now, obviously, you're here promoting it. What other involvement do you have in this little production there, my friend?
Well, previously, unbeknownst to a lot of people, I was Bob Cratchit for 11 years and played a lot of other characters, but after 20 years of auditioning, I finally got the part of Ebenezer okay. Scrooge. So just a funny side note, a lot of the kids that were there the first day, they were like, "Oh, Bobby, you can't be Scrooge, you're too nice," or whatever, and I'm like, "Bob, get away from here," and they're like, "Ah!"
Yeah.
So it's called acting.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, that's true. I like that.
And we're looking forward to the run, which again starts very, very soon. And it's hard to believe it's going to be December, day after tomorrow, but you guys are going to be up and running here fast. What was the run dates here?
Right. Thursday, December 1st through Saturday, December 3rd at 7 o'clock, and then a matinee at 2 o'clock on December 4th.
And in the past, I know that with this particular production and ones like it, the goal is to actually get youth involved and maybe people that have not been in theater in the past. Have you been trying to accomplish that with this one as well?
We did. There's probably 45 to 50 of us in the cast, and I would say 15 of them were in it last year.
Okay.
Some of the characters are playing the same part. Paul Olson, who was Christmas Present, and Andy Cooley as Bob Cratchit, both playing their roles again. Al Kiefer and Emily Wintela are Wig are the directors, and the rest are all new. We have ages from about 55 till 5.
Five.
So, yeah.
Five.
So,
wow.
So not only are you incorporating a lot of different community people, but also youth through adult and.
Well, I mean, it serves almost as an outreach for PAC in an opportunity like this, because maybe there are kids that mom and dad think they're just a ham at home, and well, let's throw them on stage and see what happens, and you know, who knows where they're going to wind up.
It's true. When you have a bunch of different, not only age groups, but maybe some of the people that are in this production have never been in a show before. So it's kind of fun to help them along or give them the bug, and hopefully they'll come around again and again in different shows.
So what is the run, and how do folks get tickets?
Again, it's Thursday, December 1st through Sunday, December 4th. The 1st, 2nd, and 3rd is at 7 p.m. and the 4th at 2 o'clock. Tickets are available at the usual outlets, the thrift store in Nagani, Johnson's Drugs in Ishpeming, and Snowbound Books in Marquette. And you can call 475-7188 for more information.